built for the exact work you do. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ooh, push that button.
All right.
Oh, hey. All right, I will.
Pull this knob.
Yeah. Grab this lever.
I mean, pull and push and pull and push.
Go
and pull
this knob.
That's right, folks. You can already tell. Sex will creep into this show in no time.
Yeah.
It's a major part of the show. Good afternoon and welcome. We are so glad you are with us for this, the March 26th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Stinking 73 degrees. How's anybody supposed to enjoy... Enjoy the last days of March with that kind of lousy weather.
80 tomorrow.
You gotta put on your gloves. Put on your ski sock hat. And put on your big old... Wait a minute.
No.
No, wait. That's other marches in the past.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just... It's Monday, and I'm so fired up today for several reasons. I'm really mad about a couple of things. I'm really happy about a couple of things. I'm going to share a story with you about, as Charlie Sheen would say, winning with something that happened to me where I got into it with a business, and I won't name the business, and I was right and they were wrong, but they just, to my face, told me that I was mistaken, and it turns out I wasn't mistaken. And I'm going to tell you something, nothing feels better. Nothing. Wait till you hear this. It's such a great story. But first, I turn to others who may have stories of equal entertaining value or interest or better, and that would be the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything?
Sure.
Well, that's the squeaky voice, the highest voice in the room, of Tina Dalpiez. Let's give her a round of applause, shall we?
Yeah.
Squeaky?
Squeaky, but you're a girl.
Okay.
What do you have for us,
well,
baby?
Well, I also had a confrontation with a business, but I'm not going to name the business. But it was
We don't play that way.
Right. It was a fast food business, and the sign said that the child's menu deal was $3.39, and I
$3.39.
So I looked at the little box out there that tells you how much they're charging you, and it said $3.99. And I said, but I'm looking right here; it says $3.39. He says, well, I'm going to have to come and look at that. So he's like, pull around. So I pull around, and he says, well, I don't know what it says back there, but I can't change what the register says. So you have to pay this much.
Wow.
And then did you say, well, then what if I give you a glance at these? Pop, pop, button.
Yeah.
Button,
no.
Button, pop, pop.
But
I mean, the sad part is it's true. He can't do anything. No. I mean, the guy running the register can't do anything.
It was
that.
The manager came back.
Oh, the manager came back and said he couldn't do anything?
It's pre-programmed. We can't change it.
You know what you say? You say, well, here's something I can change, and that's where I go to eat.
Yeah. I know. Believe me, I plan on writing a letter to the management.
Take it to the top.
Yeah.
I am.
Take it to the top, all the way.
I'm going
to
do that. And speaking of the weather, I recently visited one of those nurseries, you know, where they sell plants and all that stuff. And I was talking to one of the guys that works there, and he was a little concerned because in April, people usually come and they want those trees that are flowering and the azalea bushes that are flowering. And He said most of them are flowering now, and then when people come in 2 or 3 weeks, everything's going to be green, and they're going to go, eh, I don't want that. I want the ones with the flowers. But it's they're everything's early.
Right, yeah. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah, what so are you going to do?
There's that.
What are you going to do?
I also, for the first time, was down on Del Mar, down at the Loop on a weekend night.
Remember that joke when Popeye was in St. Louis and he went down on, he got lost, he went down on Olive and thought it was grand?
Yes.
I love that joke.
I know.
You've never been at the Loop on a weekend night?
On a weekend night.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's a different crowd.
It was just so crowded, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. A lot of Joe Hipperson
everywhere.
Walking around there.
Yes.
It was just packed. It was crazy.
Good. That's good.
I guess it was very interesting. I got to go kayaking for the first time this season.
Nice.
That was nice. We went to Bill's trivia night on Saturday night.
Bill who?
Bill Cleveland. And we basically did not do very well. But I would like to say hi to Patrick and Chris. They are listeners. They were there at his trivia night.
Let's all say hi to them. Hi, Patrick.
Hi,
Chris.
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Chris.
And Tim Weiland asked this question that wasn't one of Bill's questions.
I've heard that name before.
Tim Weiland, the traffic guy.
Traffic guy.
And everybody here probably knows it. But he said he had been at a trivia night, and they asked this question, and the whole place was like in a disagreement over the answer. And it was, how many grooves are on one side of a 45?
My goodness, who would know that?
Yeah, I would never. Doesn't it depend on how long the song is?
No.
And
it's the same as, it's actually the same as an album.
See, I would have thought it absolutely depended on the length of the song.
Because the song doesn't always go to the...
There's one groove.
One groove.
Oh, okay, I get it.
It's
one
groove. See, you don't think that automatically, do you? All of a sudden in your mind,
that's
you're picturing all the...
That's a trick question.
It is, but it's true.
Was it multiple choice?
No. But if you think about it, there couldn't be separate grooves. There has to only be one, or else what would the needle do?
Right. No, I get why that's the answer.
I thought that was kind of clever.
Yeah.
More of a...
But that's why he's called Bill Clever.
Doug Schaeffler.
No, Cleveland.
Doug Schaeffler, who's gone on many trips with us, he and his wife Kathy.
Never heard of him.
They had a table there. And they beat us by 1 point. Humiliation.
Well, I'd like to see Doug go down in flames because, you know, he almost paralyzed me.
Yeah,
well,
he did.
That's a story for another time. He tried to cripple me. On
a banana boat.
Yeah, on one of our vacations.
There was one table there. These people are pros. They had a separate side table. It was like a buffet.
Uh-huh.
The whole table
was... That was Patrick and Chris.
Full of food.
They brought a separate table for
just
their
for
food?
Just for their food, because there's never enough room on the table.
Well, sure there is.
For all the food that everybody brings.
Yeah, you get the... Usually it's one of those long tables. You get
but
the whole middle.
But this was a cute little one. It was only about, I don't know, 2 feet wide, maybe a foot and a half.
So do people bring food for just their own table, or do people bring in food for everybody?
No.
Everybody pitches.
Everybody at the table, their
own
table.
Okay, so it's for your table. Any other people ever try to sneak over and get some food off your table because it's better food?
No, but sometimes they offer. They'll be like, you know, remember the Window World one, Johnny Landoff had a ton of food, like
he had
the ones with Bunsen burners.
He had like catered
food. He did food in these big gigantic plates.
Well, he's very wealthy.
Yeah,
he offered, you know, anything you want, come on over here and grab it.
But usually you have 8 to 10 people at a table, and then
everybody brings
something different.
Sides and
And you feel really full at the end of the night.
You know he's a billionaire, don't you?
No.
John Wando?
No, I should have said that.
I
probably shouldn't have said that.
I don't think he is. And I should probably save this for tomorrow, but The Hunger Games, third highest grossing movie of all time.
My daughter saw that.
Oh. For the opening weekend.
I went and picked them up Friday night after they saw that, and she came out, and I asked her what she thought of it. She said it was good, but there were some parts in the book that weren't, and I thought parts in the book that weren't in the movie that she wished were in the movie, but I thought...
Let me tell you something. First of all, when people start telling you, well, in the book, I don't care about the book.
Right.
I know.
Was the movie good or not good? And don't use the book thing, because some of us don't read.
No. And they never do exactly what's in the... You know, it's never an exact copy.
And it was already a 2.5-hour movie, but if you would have put everything in the book, it would have been a 4-hour
movie.
That's
how The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was, too. There is no way they could incorporate all that.
Yeah.
It was already almost 2.5 hours. But do you know the number one? I looked this up. I'm pretty sure this is correct. The highest grossing movie.
Avatar?
No, in the first weekend.
Was that Harry Potter?
Yeah,
last year,
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. It made $169 million in its first weekend. Wow. And the second one was in 2008. And this is one of your favorites, Frank, The Dark Knight.
I do like The Dark Knight.
$158 million, and Hunger Games had $155. That's a lot of money for one. And that's just domestically. That's not counting worldwide. So
what's interesting about me liking The Dark Knight is I don't like things that couldn't actually happen, like Batman. Okay? But in the case of The Dark Knight, man, the acting was so good, and I love bank robberies, prison breaks, that kind of thing. Man, it was right there with The Town. The Town didn't have any comic book heroes in it, but it you talk about some
that could
great
happen.
Bank robberies. See, that's
and
the
I
thing.
Think it has
Everything
happened.
In The Town could actually have been a real situation. And Batman, no, of course not. There's no Batman. But I really like The Dark Knight.
And that's on cable right now. I have not seen The Town, and I want to watch it.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. It is fantastic. Jeremy Renner is in it from The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck, who I really don't like as an actor, but in this movie, which he directed, I believe, and maybe co-wrote even, he's perfect. You're going to love The Town.
And I asked my daughter when she came out, I said, do you think if I went in to see this movie, The Hunger Games, if I went in to see it, would I understand it? And she said probably the first 15 to 20 minutes you wouldn't really get or understand because it really stays true.
So how sad that you have a daughter who basically thinks her dad is stupid.
No, but even Dawn said it was a little tough at the beginning, but she gave it a 3, I think, didn't she?
Yeah, she
and she
like
hadn't
it.
Read the books.
Yeah.
But she liked it.
From what I've seen, I can't imagine I'll like it.
No,
I'll go see it, but I don't think I'm going to
like it. No, I don't think it's anything I would want to see.
Do you still do the Joker impersonation?
I need to go back and watch it. It's been a while.
Because there's a new one coming out this year.
Oh, there is.
He won't be in it. Yeah, there's a new Batman coming out this summer.
Right after Dark Knight, I had a pretty good Joker impression.
Yeah.
Even with the lips.
He had
been cut.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to work. I'll watch it again.
Okay. Thank you. That's all for me.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right, we got folks. Don't go wicked. We got a lot to talk about. I got a couple of things that are really gonna resonate with a lot of you. But for now, here's our control board operator, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. Back
You're
to
welcome.
Movies, real quick. Angela had me watch a movie.
Who is Angela?
My wife, Angela. She had me watch a movie this weekend, and I'd never even heard of it. And she said, "Oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite movies."
Deep Throat.
Four stars. I've seen that one plenty of times.
Oh, man, I watched that when I was in like 13
Dan,
or 14.
This is peon story.
Yeah, you're kind of butting in there. Yeah. Friendly Persuasion. Has anybody seen that? It's supposed
it
to be one of the four-star movies of all time. I mean, it was good. It was a really good movie.
It's an old movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Gary Cooper, and Anthony Perkins' first movies.
I've heard of it, and I don't remember seeing it, though.
It was good. I mean, it was, I wouldn't know if I wouldn't necessarily say it was four stars, but all the film critics and everybody, they've always said it's a four-star movie. So
you know what I like when you go back to like a 50s movie and you just think, oh man, this is I'm not gonna enjoy any, and then you, like Rear Window or something, and you watch it and you think, wow,
it
what
a
great
movie. It takes something to keep my attention, and it was a 2.5-hour movie, so for something like that to, because I'm pretty much my mind hardly stays focused on any one thing for that long of a time.
Well,
but,
I'm surprised you liked it because in the 50s they didn't have any really heavy cleavage.
No, there wasn't a lot of, because it's about this family of Quakers, and it's during the Civil War time. And it was a good movie, so I enjoyed it. And then, also, I have a food-related story, like Tina. I went somewhere before on the way to work today. Sandwich place, I will just say that. And I went through the drive-through. And I ordered a sandwich, and she said $7.47. Then I get to the window, and I hand her $8. And she was confused. With today's registers, I don't even know how you have to think anymore.
You can't mess up.
But then she's yelling at this guy back, and she goes, "All right, it was $7.47. How much change is that?"
Wait a second. You gave her $8?
Yes.
So it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because
$8.
Don't have to
I didn't give her $8.02 802 or something.
Yeah,
I didn't even try to get.
Did you try and tell her what it should be?
No, I don't get involved. I'm not one to even say anything. And so then she finally, the guy, I couldn't hear what the guy was saying in the background, but apparently she still didn't get it right. She handed me 13 cents.
13 cents?
And I just, I go, I'm not even, you know, for 30 cents, I'm not even going to say anything. So I just drove away. I just, you know, I can't believe with the register. I mean, she stood right at the register. I don't know if she hit the button before she hit the $8 where it didn't give her any change on the screen to show how much to give back or anything, but... Well, it's so sad nowadays. Some places you go, they have the automatic coin thing.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't even have to mess with that anymore. It just spits out the change in that little cup. I guess so nobody has to figure out how to subtract change.
That's exactly how it is.
It's amazing to me.
I almost think they should make them do that now. They should make...
No, then you're going to be in line for an hour.
But
don't
why
make
have,
them do anything.
I mean, is there no training for somebody that runs the register? I mean, you don't even give them basic math problems to see if they can.
No, if the school's not going to teach them. The store's
I remember
not teach them.
Applying for jobs where you had to take a math test.
Well, you would think if you're working the drive-through window, you would have to know basic math skills.
How about this? How about learning how to talk?
I didn't have a problem with her with
that. Yeah, but you know that a lot of them
some,
you can't understand.
Oh,
them.
Sure. Yeah, but that was a first. I mean, I haven't had that happen. I mean, I know you've told stories where you give them the nickel extra or 3 cents extra to make it, you know, even out to...
that really screws them up.
You see steam come out of their ears. But I haven't had this happen in a long time where I just handed them $8 and she really could not figure out how much... change.
Yeah, if you want to see a look of real confusion, if your bill is $2.93, give them $3.03. Watch what happens. Oh, that's hilarious.
What in the world?
See the mouse running on the mouse wheel.
You gave me a $3.03. Your bill is only $2.93.
You're giving me too much money.
Well, you don't need this 3 cents. No, there's a reason for that. I'd like a dime back.
Oh, brother.
That's great.
That was
great.
That's all I had, though.
Does that conclude the Burke segment?
That concludes the Burke segment.
Then here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do a quick bit of business, take a break, come back. We will be happy to take your calls. If we get a few lined up, my story can wait. But boy, do I have a great, hey, I was wrong after all. I mean, I was right after all story. And don't we all like to be right? Because it went from thinking I had lost my mind and apologizing to the people at the store for my behavior and the way I talked to them. It wasn't profane. It was just, you people are idiots, and how could you not know? And I went from that to thinking, oh, my goodness, I guess I'm wrong. I'm so sorry. And I, to two different people, personally apologized and then found out I was right. It's such a great story, and we'll have it after we talk about your heating and cooling and after we once again wish Matheny Heating and Cooling a happy 70th birthday. Let's give them our birthday applause.
Yeah.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. And if you really want to get picky, you're talking 74 years because Daddy went into the refrigeration business 74 years ago. But after 4 years, he flipped it to heating and cooling. And then, of course, as time went by, and as you get into the 50s and 60s and certainly 70s, don't you know that for somebody in the heating and cooling business, let's say in the 60s, it's kind of a risk. You're thinking, man, I hope this air conditioning thing catches on, and I hope enough houses have it, you know, that we can do well. And then, boom, everybody has it. Everybody has heating and cooling. And now you've got enough business to support lots of heating and cooling companies. And I don't know how many there are in St. Louis. I don't even know how you would count them, but it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is there one that supports this show? And the answer is yes. Matheny is that company that supports this show, somebody that I would feel good about speaking for, somebody where I'm not compromising my integrity or sending you to a company that's going to cheat you or mislead you. The answer is no, they're not going to, and yes, I do feel good about it. Good family business. Fair, competitive with their pricing. Nobody's in business to give it away. I love the people who think that when somebody comes out to your house, if for whatever reason they have to charge you just for a service, go, oh my goodness, they go crazy. Hey, these people have to buy fuel, they have trucks, they have people, they have equipment, and nobody is fairer in their pricing, I don't think, than Matheny. Now, they work on everything. I don't care what brand you have. They'll work on it. They install new. They will do additional duct work if need be. They're great sheet metal people. And if you tell them your AM and the PM, the first service call to your home or business, you get 15% off. And that's the other thing to remember. They do a lot of commercial heating and cooling work as well as residential. Unfortunately for you folks in Illinois, they service St. Louis and St. Charles counties. I know. What a drag. Maybe one day they'll go over to Illinois. For now, they have plenty of business in St. Charles County and St. Louis County, and they'd love to have yours. Please tell them your AM and the PM. We always appreciate that. 314-727-9000, Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With our first look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, they've just cleared an accident from westbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road, so all lanes are now open. We do have slow traffic on southbound 270 between Big Bend and you ramp onto Highway 44 westbound, and that's due to some shoulder work that they're doing, so they've got the ramp partially blocked. Other than that, it looks like we're just starting to build up some volume now if you're going westbound 40 around Clayton Skinker, and eastbound 40, a little bit heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order breakfast, sandwich, or delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You never know who will pop up on the Steve Cochran Show.
Senator Rick Santorum joins me.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. Tons of great conservative activists.
Not one, but two of the Republican candidates for president in the very same show.
Governor Romney joins me, and I appreciate the time, sir. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Miss the interviews? You can listen to them in their entirety on KTRS.com. Better yet, tune into the Steve Cochran Show live, 10 till noon on the Big 550, so you won't miss anything.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special, Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
Garden View Care Center is considered one of the best when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care. So whether it's skilled nursing or assisted living, Garden View Care Center is there to help. 25 plus years helping St. Louisans. They also have something called the Adult Day Program, and Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield has immediate openings in their Adult Day Program. The Adult Program is designed to give stay-at-home adults with beginning dementia the benefits of an activity-based care on a day-to-day basis. So what do I mean? I mean, you drop mom or dad off at Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield, and they have exercise classes, social time, excursions, theater, sporting events, live music, and so on and so forth. Then, at the end of the day, you come and pick them up. It's an adult day program courtesy of Garden View Care Centers of Chesterfield. To find out more, 636-449-7575 or gvcc.com. Garden View Care Centers, experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia. Now their adult day program of Chesterfield, gvcc.com or Garden View Care Center.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for True Clean Carpet. I had them at my home to clean a couple rooms, and boy, does it look great. The best thing about True Clean Carpet, dry time just 1 to 2 hours, so I was moving the furniture back in the first room by the time they were done with the last room. They also use a total green solution. They don't use soaps or detergents like the other guys, so that doesn't leave a residue. You'll notice there's this crunchy residue when people use a soap or detergent, which attracts dirt quicker, so your carpets don't stay clean longer. But not the case with True Clean Carpet. They use a total green solution. Call them today, 314-427-9500. They were voted as the best carpet cleaning service in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Home Magazine. You need to call now and take advantage of the four-room special. Four rooms for just $139. You can't beat it. TrueCleanCarpet.com is the website, or the phone number, once again, 314-427-9500. $9,500 for true clean carpet.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
This is your last chance to take thousands off MSRP at West County Nissan. Maximus, $8,500 off or $239 per month. Muranos, $8,500 off or $259 per month. Plus, take $5,500 off Altimas or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease, TTL included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Imagine me and you.
Imagine me and you.
Oh, what do you know?
I do.
We don't want to keep the callers waiting. You folks who want to get in here, my story can wait. It's a good one. It'll be here. Don't worry. It's not going anywhere. Let's go to Harry. And every time I see that name, I've...
yeah, it's Southside Harry.
Harry, I just got a text from John Londoff. You know, I said earlier...
Billionaire, right? Yeah.
Here's his text. Billionaire? Question mark? Question mark? Are you kidding me? See, you never know when people are listening. Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Just got back from down the country, and I had a story incident like Peon did. I stopped in Bloomsdale at a filling station. My bill came to $15.93. I give the girl a 20, and she rang it up, and the zeros came up for the refund. And that girl stood there. I almost told her, hey, it's $4.07. She stood there for a couple of minutes. I don't know if she's adding up on her fingers or what. And wow. She finally figured it out, and I said, I was going to say something. I thought, no, you're in a strange place. Keep your mouth shut.
Now, yeah. you almost said, I'll be damned. And if you'd said that, we'd have to edit it out. So thanks for not doing that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say that.
No, I said you almost said it. I said you almost said it. But you didn't say it.
Right? A question. Whatever happened to that guy in Nottingham that lived under the arena when they blew it up?
Tom Nottingham.
I know there were a lot of people looking for a home for him, and I believe some people found another unused building, abandoned building for him to live in.
The guy I really miss listening to, and you guys do too, was Moon. He was one of the funniest characters you guys had on there.
We've had a lot of funny characters. Unfortunately, none of them have been us.
Yeah,
well, you got that right.
Well, thanks a lot, Harry.
Hey, it's been good talking to you. Hi to my wife's lady friend, Linda. She listens to you every day.
Well, and when you say hi to a friend of your wife, it sounds like you might have something going with your wife's friend, do you?
Oh, no.
No, it was Linda that went on the trip, right?
No. I quit all that stuff 10 years ago.
Why would you quit having sex with your wife's friends? What's the matter with you?
Come on. 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't her. I guarantee you that.
Oh, but it wasn't her.
Oh, that's not very nice to Linda.
She was on the trip with you.
Yeah, I hope your wife's listening.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't her.
She fell and hurt her hip over the weekend down at our lake lot, so she's in bed.
Your wife?
No, Linda and her have been friends, and they were both on your trip with you down there.
That's yeah,
Harry, when your Harry, when your wife's friend is in bed injured, do you go over and make sure she's
it's
okay?
No, No. We're just good.
He's
friends,
a little too emphatic.
Yeah.
Harry, good to hear from you.
Well, you too, guys. And,
always a pleasure.
Have a good week.
You too. Did anybody else, did that cut you as deeply as it cut me?
Yeah.
You've had 20 people on the show, and I said, well, unfortunately, none of them have been us in the studio. And he said, you got that right.
Yeah.
That cut.
That wasn't a, scar. Oh, no.
No, that's a scar. It will take a long time to heal. Here comes Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to correct Peon math. I think I heard him say that it was $7.47.
Right.
And he gave her $8.
Right.
She gave him 13 cents back.
Right.
And he said he wasn't going to argue over 30 cents.
40 cents.
Oh, is that what he said?
You said
no, I said 30.
You did say 30?
I said 30.
He was just testing you.
Yeah. Just seeing if you were paying attention.
Thanks.
Now we know Tom knows how to make change.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. See, people listen.
I know.
They try to trap us. Yeah. Now, they try to catch us every chance they get. And believe me, there are plenty of opportunities. Kevin would like to be a part of this for whatever reason. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Frank. Gang, how is everyone?
Kevin,
everybody.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
We're doing great, Kevin.
AM and PM.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah. Well, Frank, first and foremost, I'm a long-term
listener. I got transferred. Kevin, whatever you just did, Carthen or something like that all of a sudden.
How's that?
There you go.
There we go. Sorry about that. Long time listener. I got transferred about a few months ago. Anyway. I was waiting for that. You were talking about the bank robber movies, the kind of movies you like.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, woke up kind of groggy from the night before and turned on the TV, and with commercials from start to finish, one of my favorite movies, and that was Ocean's 11.
What, the original or the remake?
No, not the original. It was the one with George Clooney and Brad Pitt, but I actually like that one better than the original.
Just the timing
and the first, it's just a good movie.
But the first of the Clooney Pitt ones to me was the best one.
Yes.
Ocean's 12, not as good. 11. Yeah, 11.
And then
11
one more piece of business for you. The last time I was in town, I travel a lot, but I come back to St. Louis for regional meetings. The last time I was in town, you had. You kind of put your heart out there as far as for the small business people, allowing them to call in and put like a little small 20-second spot.
Sure.
And I thought that was really cool of you. Anyway, I had an idea for you. I don't know if call me the problem solver, but maybe have like Johnny Londoff or American Equity Mortgage, someone like that, sponsor a 30-second spot or something like that maybe once a week, you know, like do a lottery of all these small businesses and kind of like Miracle on 34th Street where he tells the people to, you know, it's just a goodwill gesture, if you will.
Okay, and if you don't mind, I'm going to tell you why it can't be done that way, but it can be done. And the way we do it is we don't need a sponsor. We actually used to do this years ago when I was at the country station. I believe we did it every day. We picked one small business that did not advertise, could not afford to advertise, because we're certainly not going to, you know, give a commercial and find out somebody's all over another radio station. But it doesn't require a sponsor. And the reason you couldn't sponsor it is that if Londoff or American Equity or pick anybody, for them to sponsor it, in a sense, indirectly, they're endorsing a company they know nothing about. And if you happen to let somebody slip through the cracks who was, not very reputable, you're trying to do a good thing, but over the course of time, you're going to get some slacker whose business is not really what you would hope it would be, and now it's sponsored by a reputable business. So the answer, and it's a great idea, and by the way, I think we should do it more, is just, you don't need a sponsor, just let somebody come on, give them a minute, and let them... hopefully get a little bump in their business during this economy. I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad you reminded me, and I'm glad you liked it. We'll do more of it.
As a radio station, whenever someone advertises on the radio, do you endorse, can you get sued because of their product?
Oh, no. Oh, heavens no. If that were the case, every car sold in the Post-Dispatch, if somebody got in a wreck or something happened or malfunctioned, they'd sue the Post-Dispatch because that's where they saw the ad.
Okay.
You can't link it to wherever it was advertised. Thank goodness.
Right.
Because we can't police
every.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You guys have a great afternoon.
All right, Kevin, you too. Yeah, we got to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. not to excess, but and you have to just trust people that if you say, look, you have a business and you don't advertise in the paper, TV, radio, we'll give you a minute to talk about your business. And you just, you know, give them benefit of the doubt, and every once in a while somebody will con you. But this audience is pretty good about being, you know, legit. How are we doing on time? Let's go to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Great. I want to give you I've been wanting to call for about a week to give you a movie review, which I'll explain in a second. But,
okay.
But you're about change, the change. I had an employee that worked for me that I could tell it's strange just to remember his name, okay? So I asked him a question. I said, look, because I knew he just did no math or did whatever. I asked him, if you go to the gas station and you spend $16 in gas and give the guy a $20 bill, how much change are you going to get back? And he goes, well, how much is it a gallon?
My goodness.
Anyway, all right. Anyway, Dawn did a movie review last week for 21 Jump Street and gave it an awful review. Okay?
Okay.
I am a professional moviegoer. I see 80% of every movie that's out there.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah, I see 2 to 3 movies a week.
You've got pretty good.
And I work hard, but when I'm not working, I'm going to the movie.
Good for you.
I thought 21 Jump Street, now I had a very low expectation because the previews did not look that good. I thought it was surprisingly good. It was funny. I laughed out loud several times throughout the movie, and I thought it was good. The purpose for calling, too, she gave that like 1.5.
Okay.
And she also reviewed another movie that she couldn't remember the name, which was Burlesque, which she also said was in that same, that was really a bad movie, which I also thought was a great movie.
Burlesque is years ago. That's
it was last year, I guess. Maybe a year and a half.
Well, hold on. That's the Cher movie.
The Cher, right.
Right.
And
Christina
Aguilera,
right.
Who
right.
I've never found attractive.
Me either.
But in that movie, she was hot.
Well, here's the thing you have to keep in mind. Dawn's a woman, you're not.
You probably
have a juvenile sort of gross sense of humor like we do.
Dawn does not.
Yeah, Dawn does not. You think like you have an 16-year-old brain like we do, and she doesn't. So you just have to take it, it's just all it is her. It's her opinion, and that's it.
Right, and
nothing
I guess
more.
People know that because I kind of knew I was waiting. I knew she was going to say that, which I didn't take offense to, other than what she said about Burlesque. It's like, come on.
But in fairness though, Burlesque did not do well, and most reviews beat it up really badly. I mean, most reviews said this thing was a pathetic excuse for a movie. They really did. It did not do well in any of the reviews that I ever read. I tried to watch it. I rented it, and I couldn't watch all of it because I thought it was horrible. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I like Cher. Cher's done some tremendous movies. Suspect, Mask.
Yeah.
I mean, she's Moonstruck. I think you just have to kind of look at the big picture, and the big picture is overall most people didn't like it. Now, if Dawn, being as prim and proper as she is, as soon as she says words like "it was so disgusting and gross," I'm there.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I know I'm going to like it.
Did she review Project X?
I don't think.
No, she didn't.
I don't think so.
No, Hipperson did.
That was good.
All right. Well, call anytime. Call anytime to challenge, Larry. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it too. Okay. Guys, have a great day.
Thank you.
I have to do a little break, or we're not going to have any kind of day. Cause we're not going to have any business. We won't have any money. Can't pay for equipment and new chairs. I got to tell you something. We have to buy, and it has to be budgeted in. We have to buy new chairs every 55 years at the radio station. That's the kind of expenses people don't think about.
Yeah, one of the new ones is already broken.
Yeah. And our phone system, I know we're due because we're on an every 40-year new phone system plan. Now, that's coming up pretty soon, 40 years for the phone system. So, you know, these are things you folks don't realize that we've got to cough up money for.
These things only 40 years old? That's not bad.
These piles of wires don't buy themselves.
Well, no, we buy phone systems every 40 years, but we buy them used 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So they buy pre-owned. So when we bought them, they were 10 years old, 40 years old.
Those new ones are too fancy. And
now, I'll tell you where you can buy your tires and feel real good about it and make us feel good about it, and that's Zisser Tires. They have not been doing this a couple of weeks. They've been doing this for a long time. Another great family business. And tires, that's a category, that's one of those categories that, I don't know, unless you're in the tire business, I really don't know anybody who sort of made a point to study and learn about tires as a hobby or anything else. People learn about cars and engines, and they'll learn about furniture and wood, but not tires. We don't know anything about tires. I'll tell you something that I read recently that I found pretty interesting, and I marked it here. It says the first radial tire, and I know that people will jump on something because of a name and it's new and they don't know what it is. I remember radial tires came out, and I don't remember anybody ever saying what that meant. What does that really mean, radial? But they thought, oh man, those are radial? Yeah, way to go. That's what I want. And if you ask them why, they'd go, I don't know. Michelin came out with them in... What year? Give me a year. Radial tires.
Anybody? Oh, my goodness.
78?
No, you won't believe it. 46.
Wow.
Yeah, but they weren't used in the United States. That was in France. They weren't used in the United States until the 70s. And then this article I found says, today, all modern car tires are radial, which I guess is why you don't ever hear anybody say, you know, they're radial tires, because they're all radial tires. Prior to that, there were some, it was like toilet paper. Remember that, Dan? 4-ply?
Yeah.
And 2-ply? There was like a ply count.
Yes.
On
and I remember somebody had a radial tire. Hey, your tire's low. When they had a new radial tire on, you'd look at it. Oh,
that's how it looks. And they weren't low.
Yeah.
Because they were the first tires that, when inflated properly, had a bulge that made them look like, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I remember my dad called the place where he bought the tires, and he says, you know, I put the recommended pounds per PSI in here, and I'm telling you, these things must be leaking. And they explained to him, no, it's supposed to bow out a little bit. Incidentally, in 2005, 7 years ago, Michelin started developing a tire and wheel combination. Now, imagine this. Everything is one piece. There's no tire on a rim, which is a wheel. It's all one piece. It's called the tweel. And it uses no air. It's a pliable, flexible substance, no air, and it's still sort of work in progress. But, hey, that'd be something if you just, here, one thing, done. I don't know how they would, I don't know. I'm sure there are a lot of things they got to figure out, or it would be on the market already. What is on the market is waiting for you at Zisser, zissertire.com. Three locations support this show. Those are the three we want you to visit. And I don't care what you drive, car, truck, SUV, crossover. Remember when there were just cars and trucks?
Yes.
Drive a car, drive a truck. Now you can drive a whatever those Avalanche sort of, you know, El Caminos used to be kind of like that, half car, half pickup. Mm-hmm. So you have those, you have crossovers. You have SUVs, you have PUVs, which didn't last very long. Then there was another UV that only lasted a couple of years. Then you got same model, same make, but you can get it in a 3-door or 5-door, meaning 2 doors and a hatchback, 4 doors and a hatchback, or a 4-door. Pretty confusing. Point is, I don't care what you drive, Zisser will never let you put the wrong tire on there. If you've seen a tire somewhere and you go, hey, I saw this tire and I really liked it, and Zisser says, you don't want that on your car because it's not safe, they're not going to wear well, just put it in their hands, they know what they're doing. And by the way, don't forget, it's a full-service auto repair shop as well, state inspections, custom accessories, the batteries, the brakes, all that stuff. Good people, here are the three locations, Delwood, Afton, Wentzville, and here's the website, Zisser. Oh, if you find a good deal somewhere else, cut it out or print it out. Take it to Zisser. They'll match it or they'll beat it, or they will give you an oil change at no charge. Standard oil change, $30 value. ZisserTire.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
I like how he did that. He sounded like Horseshack.
Oh.
Never I never watched Horseshack. I know it was Mr. Cotta.
Yeah.
But I never watched the show, but I know that guy.
The little guy.
Was he the one with the weird laugh or something?
Oh, yeah. He had the weird laugh, and he would always with his hand up there going, ooh. So.
Yeah, what's the matter? Who wants that, Mr. Cotta?
Yeah, that was good, Frank.
Thanks, everybody. I'm going to show that applause. What do you have for us?
Southbound 270 in that right lane, still running a little bit slow between Big Bend and 44, and that was due to some construction that they picked up. Also, we're looking at westbound 40 now, slow between Hampton and Clayton Skinker, and westbound 70 starting to get a little bit slow now, right around Mid Rivers Mall Drive. You'll find another pocket as you approach T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by the new 2012 Kia Soul. The new 2012 Kia Soul, a new way to roll. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiasaintlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you someone who takes a multivitamin? Do your friends take it and talk about the benefits? Maybe a doctor has recommended that now it's time for you to take a multivitamin. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for a new multivitamin you should know about. It's called Neovitin and is a blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that will give you countless health benefits. Neovitin has been developed by a local physician, and it contains antioxidants which are believed to promote defenses against free radicals. Sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals. It's called Neovitin, and people who are taking it absolutely love it. I have been taking it now for the last couple of weeks, and there is an extra spring in my step thanks to Neovitin. To find out more, go to neovitin.com. That's neovitin.com. Also available at Deerberg's Pharmacy in Edwardsville and the Schnucks Culinary in downtown St. Louis. To find out more, neovitin.com. That's neovitin.com.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody, and PM, would you please tell him who it is? Failed to tell me.
Missed the countdown.
Coming out cold. Who was that?
That was me.
Okay, and your name again?
Peon.
Okay.
We're on.
Here's the thing. It makes us sound unprofessional.
Right, it does.
And everybody knows we're probably the most professional broadcaster in town. So it's a misinterpretation in a sense of who we really are.
I think he was letting them in behind the scenes.
I don't have time to hear that, Dan. I got one commercial to do, and I have just a minute to do it. American Equity Mortgage. See, again, now that was unprofessional. America, we're the best at being unprofessional. American Equity Mortgage. Here's a professional place that's very good at being professional and a place that will cause you to want to pat yourself on the back for being smart enough to buy a home. And when I say that, I say it for a couple of reasons. Now you're living somewhere where you're not just throwing the money away. There is equity to be had. There is a great tax deduction to take advantage of, and there aren't many of those left anymore. And you also have great borrowing power. You use the equity in your home to borrow money, what I call smart loan, as opposed to a stupid loan, which would be, I don't know, charge cards, real high interest rate. Why don't you go to their website, AmericanEquity.com, or call them and talk to them. They're real nice people. Be sure to tell them your AM to PM. That's becoming more important than ever before. We really appreciate it. They'll help you, get...